Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, my brothers and my sisters, and welcome once again to the PRF table. If you don't know what PRF stands for, it stands for Possessions, Resources, and Finances. And we are here talking about Your Health is Your Wealth. That's the series that we are concluding with tonight. Tonight is January the 26th, 2017, and this is one of your hosts, Dr. Nate Dunlap. Also here with us at the table is Mary Ann Williams, also known around the table as Mama. Mama, and for those of you who don't know, Mama is always going to give us a customary greeting in her own way before we start the show, because Mama is one of those individuals that is constantly praying for the PRF table, those of us who lead, but most especially all of you who are listening, who have listened, who will listen, so that you can receive all that God has for you to receive. In Jesus' name. So, Mama, let her go at your own way.
Okay. Good evening. Good evening. One more time, my PRF family. It's just great for us to be together again tonight, and we're just going to open up our minds and listen to the show, and then we'll all try to apply what we'll learn tonight. And thank you again. You're highly appreciated. Thank you.
Amen, amen. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. So we are here because of all of you who are the listeners who have been riding with us going on 5 years now on Blog Talk Radio. So listen, this is our finale, if you will. And I'm not going to try to really introduce anything new tonight. We do want to bring up something maybe that has been said before. So we want you to get involved in tonight's show. If you're listening and you want to join into the conversation, all you have to do is just press 1 on your phone or your dial pad. We'll see you light up on the switchboard. Somebody will bring you into the conversation, because your comments, your thoughts, your suggestions, what God is speaking to you, giving your testimony in relation to this specific topic of your health is your wealth, those things are important. This show is not about us giving you all the information that you need. Yes, we are doing some educating on this show tonight. We have been receiving a lot of education and a lot of information from the Sister Kimberly Silas, who has been with us, our weekly guest, who's been with us for the whole month. And even last week, if you missed last week, let me just tell you, Mama, missed it.
Yeah.
Our shows usually last about an hour, but that show lasted over an hour and a half. And I was believing that we were done, and every time I thought we was done, God said, no, there's a little bit more that my spirit needs to connect with some people out there who is listening. So I'm just going to encourage you. We want everybody to listen to all of the shows that we've had this month, in this month's series. But last week was something particularly special, and when you listen to it, just go on our Facebook page, facebook.com/PRFtable. /PRF. You'll find us talking about the PRF table on our Facebook page. You'll also see links to our website, prfministry.org. Let's go ahead and get into the show.
Sure, okay.
What we've been talking about all month is, in the dialogue that we've been having, it's really been about reshaping this normalcy around fitness, finances, and faith. And not only just reshaping that type of mindset, but also really to help people and encourage people to get on a path to retiring wealthy and retiring healthy. See, sometimes people get focused on the wealthy piece and then not focus on the healthy piece. We're saying, we're believing with all of our hearts, with all of our minds, that God is saying, I desire for those of you who are willing to put in the work, I desire for you to retire when it's time for you to retire, wealthy as well as healthy. See, a lot of times I hear people talking about retirement, Mama, and we're just going to knock this out the box. Retirement ain't biblical. It ain't biblical. Retirement, mark my words, is not biblical. And what people oftentimes do is you hear people talking, when I retire. Well, let me just tell you something. You ain't promised tomorrow. So when you retire, it's something that you can look for, but it's not just about retiring, because I know a whole bunch of broke retired folks, if we're going to be real about this thing tonight. I'm not a deer. There's a whole bunch of broke retired folk. There's a whole bunch of unhealthy retired folk. So the God that I serve, he's come to give life and give life more abundantly. That means when God calls me home, that there should be some wealth there to carry on the things that need to be carried on based upon this abundant life that Jesus has gave to me. And so the number one question that I want all of us to ponder on tonight, based upon everything that we have discussed that has come forth before you over these last 3 weeks, is this one question. What's the relationship between your health and your wealth? What's the relationship between your health and your wealth? I'll flip around for some other folks who didn't get that one. I'm going to flip it around and say, what's the relationship between your wealth and your health? What's the relationship between your wealth and your health? So regardless of who you are, you got two choices. You can put the wealth first or you can put the health first. The way you respond to that question is going to be based upon where you're lacking. If you don't have anything saved up, if you know you don't have anything saved up, if you know you work a job or you've been working a job and you don't put away money into your 401k if it's offered, then you're probably not going to look at the relationship starting off with the wealth. You're probably going to go to the health because you're lacking in the wealth. If you're one of those individuals that you know you need to do a little bit better when it comes to your health, when it comes to your eating habits, when it comes to the things that you put inside of your body, then you may be more onto the question with, let me put the wealth first because I'm going after the money. I'll put my health to the side because I got to go after this money. And the health piece is what really goes lacking.
Yes.
And I'm just here to tell you, God desires us for us to be able to have both. But you got to be willing to put inside the work. You got to put in the work. One of the most focal points that I remember from this series this month is the scripture out of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 to 20.
Okay.
Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Holy Spirit, which lives in you and was given to you by God. You don't belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price. So you must honor God with your body. Now, if we're going to break this down, this is what Paul is talking to the Corinth, churches at Corinth. The first part of that says, don't you realize, or maybe King James says, know ye not. But don't you realize? So the first thing is you have to realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. If you don't realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, then you can't even go to the next part of the verse which says, who lives in you? I'm afraid, Mom, I'm afraid that there is many that are out here living that believes that the Holy Spirit lives inside of them, but they don't act like it lives inside of them, because they don't see their bodies and they don't realize that their body is the temple that's holding, that's encasing in that Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And if you don't get those two parts of it, of the text, then maybe you don't even get and understand that when it says, and was given to you by God, that you don't even realize whose you are. See, you can say that all day long. I know I'm a child of God. A child of God is not your temple. A child of God is the relationship. So if we say that we really have this relationship with God, then that means we have to take into consideration the realization that our bodies are a temple to house something such as important as the Holy Spirit. And it's inside of us. And God was so great, so gracious to give us these bodies, these temples, that it takes us to the next part of the verse where we realize now, I got that part. That's a question really that's being asked in verse 19. But then when he goes on, it says, Paul goes and tells them, you don't belong to yourself. Here's how I take that. Here's how that speaks to me. You don't have the right to do what you want to do with your body.
That's good.
How do I know that we don't have the right to just do whatever we want to do with our body, the bodies that God has given us to house His Holy Spirit for us to do His work? Because it says God bought you with a high price. That means we don't own ourselves. If I buy a car, that means the person I bought the car from no longer owns it. God owns this. So the last part of the verse is, so you must honor God with your body. And that's one of the things that we're bringing out to try to help people understand this relationship between health and wealth, or wealth and health. It all starts with your physical temple. In boxing, it's a known statement that if you attack the body, meaning if I hit you in your ribs hard enough, then your whole demeanor is going to change. I can hit you in your face, but when I hit that body hard enough, the whole dynamic changes. Now you're weakened. And let's just check it. Come to it from this perspective as well. Paul was talking to the Corinthians, saying you must honor God with your body. Just because he was talking to them doesn't mean that God is still not speaking through that verse to us.
Yes.
So watch this. Just as he said, you must honor God with your body, I don't think it's a far stretch to say that we, as the body, must honor God as the body of Christ. Which means there's some things that we have to do as the body of Christ. And we can't honor God as the body of Christ when we don't take care of the body. When we don't have certain things in place that show we're willing to take care of the body. Mama, that's one reason why PRF is so important and vital to God's church. Because this thing is not about the Dunlap household. About the body of Christ. This is about God's kingdom down here on earth.
Yes.
I told somebody the other day, I said, you know what? My life would be a whole lot easier if I didn't have PRS. Because I would be able to just do whatever I want to do. I wouldn't be up to 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning doing these various tasks that go along with what is required. We wouldn't have 2-hour meetings and I could sit and watch New Edition on every day and I had to throw that out there. I can watch the basketball games I can do all that stuff. But no, the task is great because so many in the body are suffering. So when the body of Christ is suffering, you take this verse that Paul said, so you must honor God with your body. Hold on. Judgment starts in the house of God. So it's critical that the house of God talks about health. it's critical that the house of God talks about wealth and how to help empower people so they understand the relationship between their health individually and their wealth individually. The church will never be what it could be wherever it's lacking. So I'm not going to put that on every church, but wherever that whatever church is lacking, church ain't never going to be where it could be without dealing with this question that I bring up here tonight. What's your relationship between your health and your wealth? Because the reality is the people inside of the church is what takes care of the church, or at least is supposed to, right? So if you have people start getting sick, let's break it down and make it real, real simple. We touched on this before. The person who happens to get sick for health reasons, I'm not saying they did anything to get sick or they didn't do the right thing, but a person gets sick. They're in the church. The fact is they have health insurance now affects their wealth. Their health has now just affected their wealth. Now, let's say a person does not have health insurance. Now what that means is there's going to be debt that comes upon them. That person is still going to go and try to get seen. They're still going to try to get the help that they need from a medical perspective. But now they've created debt. And can I tell you, debt is the number one killer of your wealth.
Yes.
Okay, let's say a person gets sick. They have health insurance. Here's another reality for us. With so many of our insurance policies, there's something called a deductible that you have to meet.
Yes.
And the deductible is, depending on your health insurance plan, a certain dollar amount that you must pay first before the insurance kicks in.
Amen.
Can I tell you that I know a lot of people, and I've sat down with a lot of people in some rural areas primarily, or not too close to, quote unquote, the big city, that has a good paying job, but insurance, their plan that they have, has like a $7,000 deductible.
Yes.
So they're going to get seen for whatever it is, but their insurance does not kick in until they pay $7,000 worth of. So watch this.
Yeah.
Person such and such, brother such and such, sister such and such goes to the doctor. Have to get a small procedure. Procedure costs $1,000. Insurance ain't kicking in, but now they have a $1,000 bill. Got to go for a follow-up in a month. Got to go back for another follow-up in 6 months. Adding up, it's calculating. If the person does not, and listen to me, if they don't watch it, that can become debts that don't get taken care of, and I see so many of them that wind up becoming collections. So it's a valid debt, but even though they had health insurance, it still didn't kick in until they paid. What about when you got a deductible with your insurance plan, but you go to the doctor and you don't have enough visits, or you don't go to get seen where your bill comes up to what your deductible is?
Mm-hmm.
That means all that's coming out of your pocket.
That's right.
Let's take it a step further. What happens when there's not enough savings? Then that means now there's a debt there. And it goes back to debt being one of the number one killers of people's wealth. Mama, the relationship between health and your wealth is not money. The relationship between health and wealth, or wealth and health, is not your possessions. It's how you put the necessary things in place to protect what God has given you.
Yes.
That's the nexus. And so, in answering that question, it can't be, well, I'm healthy, so as long as I'm healthy, I can continue to drive trucks because I'm healthy. that's not it. It can't be, well, I got $20,000 in the bank, so I'm good. No, that's not it. It's what you have, what do you have in place to make sure that that wealth that God has afforded to you, be it or say that God has afforded it to you, how do you allow that or designate that to be passed on to somebody else when you're no longer here? I think that's a good, very good frame of reference. I believe it's a very good starting point for all of us, especially the believer. Especially the believer. Another one of the scriptures, and I believe Adia, she brought this up last week from 3 John, if I'm not mistaken. Beloved, I wish all above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So many people, especially in the church, so many people that stand behind a pulpit like I talk about the soul prospering. But that's not the totality of that one scripture. Matter of fact, the first thing is, above all things, that you may prosper and be in good health.
Yes.
And be in health. So that means it's not about just being so happy, having so much peace, being filled with the Holy Spirit, able to do your kick steps, preaching a good sermon so that everybody can get something for their soul salvation. The writer of 3 John chapter 2, this particular verse, is focusing on the other piece, which makes what we continue to do part of holistic ministry. And if people don't get it while there is yet time, I don't know. Well, I can't say that. It's going to leave a lot of people in the place where we know a lot of people already have been. And that's not in a good place financially. Not leaving an inheritance for their children's children. Causing folks to have to depend on other folks to buy the T-shirts, to buy the dinners, to support the GoFundMe account. And God continues to say, and we continue to say it, that enough is enough, people. Enough is enough. I truly believe in my heart that God expects more from his people. And if we're not willing to deal with it, then there's a breakdown in the relationship and or our understanding of who God our Father in heaven is. There's a breakdown in understanding of some of the reasons that Christ came on this earth and went through all that he went through for us. See, we can't talk about by his stripes I am healed, looking for the healing as a genie in the bottle, without taking some proactive steps for our health.
Good.
Now, what I said just now is no condemnation on people who are not in good health.
Right.
No condemnation, because you know if you've done some things that have helped you not to be healthy. But the focal point, one of the focal points, because, you know, we bring up a lot of them here on the show, is there is a concern by not all of us, but many of us, especially here on the PRF table and within PRF, that understand the impact that health has on our wealth. Not just individually, but as a corporate body.
Yes.
As a corporate body. So my prayer is that as we've had this conversation, that's where it started, and as we pushed and moved it to dialogue over these last 3 weeks, is that you have a very good understanding, all of you who are listening, that we have to reframe, we have to reshape this whole normalcy around, again, fitness, finances, and faith. And I'll even add another one to it, and family. Because next month, we're going to deal with a lot dealing with family. But we'll be dealing with, in our series coming up in February, we'll be dealing with finances, we'll be dealing with faith, but we're going to really be dealing with family. And our first two guests for our first 2 weeks of our Black Money Matters series, we'll be dealing with this family piece, particularly marriages. So we want you, those of you listening, we want you to get, again, on the right path. And we know we talked about retiring wealthy and healthy. It's doable. It may not be doable when you if you're listening and you're 70. May just not be doable. But if you're 20 years old, 30, 40, oh, there's time.
Yes.
If you're 70 and you got grandchildren or children or nieces or nephews, you can communicate this to them and let them know that it's still time. It's important. There's one more scripture, and I'm almost done, Mama.
Okay.
It comes out of Proverbs chapter 6, and verses 6 through 11 deal with the ant and talks about how the ant gathers their food in the summertime so that it they work so hard during the summer so that they can have it and gather the food up in the wintertime.
Yeah.
But I would not be me if I did not tell you that verses 9 through 11, I'm going to read it, Mama, verses 9 through 11 is what so many people need to hear. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come up as one that travels, and thy want as an armed man. That verse number 11 struck me so hard this week. Poverty will pounce on you like a bandit.
Yes.
And scarcity, meaning lack, is not enough there, will attack you like an armed robber. This is one of the results of not taking serious the relationship between your health and your wealth. There's some things that people need to do to show God, I know I can sleep a little while longer, but I'm going to get up and get to moving. Lord, I know I can just sit here and watch TV, slumber around a little bit, God, but I'm going to get up and I'm going to do some exercises. You can exercise in your house. You don't have to go to a gym. So there's no excuse. I may not be able to get that burn like I get when I go to the gym pumping those free weights. But there's things that I can do inside of my home. Oh, I know I could just sit there on my hands, just chilling, waiting for stuff to come to me, but I'm going to get up and start making some things happen through God as He directs. so many people, Mama.
Yes.
Think so many people have so many other people fooled in the church. And none of us are fooling God. God knows the ones that are just, I'll do it tomorrow. Procrastination is sin. God knows this. But again, you take the lesson from the ant. Look at what the ant does. The ant doesn't have anybody telling them what they have to do. They know what they got to do. They understand their purpose. But we have to do the same thing. There's too many things going on throughout our country right now for folks not to say, you know what? God is speaking. And when you recognize that God is speaking and trying to get the attention of his people, if you sit there trying to get a little extra sleep, slumbering a little bit more, folding your hands to rest, what do you expect God to do about your situation? And I'm not talking to people that's poor, because it didn't say anything about the economic condition of the individual. You can be rich, and scarcity still can attack you like an armed bandit.
Yes.
Like an armed robber. Something about wealthy people. Wealthy people don't lay around all day. Wealthy people don't sit and watch TV all night. And let me give a caveat. The ones that watch a lot of TV, I guarantee you, they're being mindful of what they watch. Another thing about wealthy people do things to help their money work for them. So if I decide I want to sit and chill at the house all day long, if I still have my money working for me, then there's nothing wrong with that, because my money is working for me. So I'm imploring, I am really putting all that I can put out here for us, because there's a connection. And I'm going to give one more. Do you remember the children of Israel? The children of Israel were in captivity. They were in slavery there in Egypt. They were enslaved for 430 years. Pharaoh had some opportunities to let God's people go. He made a conscious decision not to. When it affected his household directly, and I'm just giving a synopsis. Please go back and read Exodus chapters 5 through 12. But when it attacked his household, Pharaoh tells Moses and Aaron, "Y'all get out of here. You've been wanting to go, go ahead and go," because it hit his household, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But when they left, now think about this. They were slaves. They got whips on their backs. They had to make bricks out of straw after Moses and Aaron go to Pharaoh the first time and say, "God's saying, let my people go so they can go out in the wilderness and worship. All we want is 3 days." He said, "Yeah," at first, and they said, "Nah, I ain't going to do that." So God dealt with them. But when the children of Israel, when they left from Egypt, Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
They left with wealth in hand. Now think about this. It's not so much that they left. I mean, there's plenty of ways we can take this, but one of the things that God showed me was it's not so much that they left with wealth in hand. That's important. But they had to take their wealth with them. And how are you going to take your wealth with you if you don't have the health? See, if all of them were not in good health, then that means while we're leaving together as a corporate community to go to that next place where God has taken us. But we got to keep on stopping because brother such and such, she's sick. Sister such and such, she got the gout. Smoker such and such, his lungs don't have the capacity. What do you think is going to happen to your wealth? It's going to cause some dissension because you're going to have some people that are saying, look, you know what, I'm just going to take my portion. And I'm going to keep it moving. But I submit to you, it's not about you just taking your portion and you keeping it moving. It's about how we move as a community. But we got to deal with this health thing. Because if you're expecting God to release wealth into your hand, but you're not healthy enough to take care of it, why would God do that? Stewardship is one of the most talked about principles throughout PRF. Stewardship requires you being able to manage, which lets me know that if your health is not where it needs to be, and the person that you marry to, health is not where it needs to be, and your neighbor's health is not where it's supposed to be, then who's going to help manage that thing that God is putting into your hand? So again, the question, it doesn't go anywhere just because we go off the air. What's the relationship between your health and your wealth? Where is that nexus at that you need to say, okay, you know what, I got to put some stuff in place. For somebody, putting something in place may mean I need to start exercising. For somebody else, putting something in place may mean I need to stop smoking. For somebody else, putting something in place means I need to stop drinking. For somebody else, it may mean I need to stop dipping. For somebody else, it may mean I may need to stop drinking caffeinated soft drinks 6 times a day. See, it's the small things. Bible tells us clearly, you have been faithful over a few things, I'll make you ruler over many. So the flip side of that coin is, and you can take it to that parable in the book of Luke, is if you don't take care of the small things, you can't take care of the riches, can't take care of your paycheck, can't take care of your 401k, can't take care of your TSP, you can't take care of your savings, if you never start any of those things, you can't take care of your debt, if you don't make good decisions when it comes to credit, why is God going to put wealth in your hand and give you that increase? Again, I go back to the scripture in 3 John chapter 2. I wish above all things that you may prosper. Prosper. That's not barely making it. Prospering is not barely making it. That's like Superman and Bizarro. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
That's what that is. So, no. Look, I can't bring the fire like a deer, but I just had to say what I know God wants to wants to be said to his people, because there's going to be a lot of people that's going to listen to this. And as they listen to it, my prayer is that the Holy Spirit convicts you to do what's required of you so that God can do what he has promised for your life, so that you can be a blessing to somebody else, so that you can follow through with the scripture that says, the proverb where wisdom says, she says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Yes, having insurance is a critical component to that. There's some other things that can be done as well. There's some life lessons. Life lessons that we really need to know. And I'm so grateful for next month, Mama, with the lineup of people, professionals that we have that's going to be with us next month. I'm telling you, we've had this same series for the last 3 years. And it's up to us to make some changes in our lives. I stood in the pulpit on Sunday and I said, the time is now and the time has been come. For those of us who grace God's pulpit to speak a message to his people and to deal with the issues that affect not what's going on in the whole world, but what's going on right within the people who we're speaking to on Sunday morning. The issues that are affecting them. And I'm here to tell you, the issues that affect so many in the church is health.
Yes.
And not seeing the connection. Again, how much more money? Let me just be with me. I'm going to just deal with me. How much more money could I have if I didn't have to take allergy medication?
Yes.
Watch this. How much money would I definitely not have if I had to take allergy medication and didn't have insurance?
Amen. That's the truth.
Yeah, so I'm going to say it because we're leading up to it. There's some folk think things are going to be better right now, and I'm not here to speak doom or gloom, but I'm telling you what I know. If you don't put certain things in place right now, if you don't do like the ant, when certain policies get written, when certain policies get repealed, you're going to see where it's important. And that's not going to be the time where you are going to have the ability to try to start putting something in place and thinking that it's going to affect your overall bottom line at that moment. My amen moment, Mama. Mama,
yes,
do you have anything from where we've been these last couple of weeks or even from tonight?
Well, as you were speaking, I was just thinking about the ministry and the name, the title of it is Possessions, Resources, and Finances. And I never associate the three together, you know. And as I travel on this journey, I'm just, if you don't have your insurance and you cannot go to the doctor, that means you go to the hospital, and you may be in a position that you need to stay. But I know for a fact that if you don't have insurance, they will not. You know, they have a way of getting around that and sending you home. And I've heard so many people say, "I'm just not getting better," but they keep going to an emergency room because they don't have the insurance, and so. This is just my personal opinion. If our health is so important, and then we have to put things in place so when these things happen, we'll be covered. Because as I was going through my insurance, my health insurance, it was just amazing that I said as you have already said, if I didn't have insurance, my goodness, I couldn't afford $29,000 a year for this medicine. So it's just summing up what you're saying is that when one area, if finances will affect, I mean, not having insurance, medical insurance, supplement insurance, that will affect my finances. And therefore, it's going to affect my possessions. And then when I look for the resources there, say when it comes to your health and supplement insurance, if you're up in age, and then it depends on pre-existing conditions because we can't use Affordable Care Act because we're too, you know, we're on we're with Medicare. And so it just puts you in a box. So as you were saying, you know, when you're young, this is the time to get things, you know, to our young PRF audience and speak to you and say now is not the time, you know, just a suggestion to be worrying about clothes and shoes and the latest whatever. It's time to get a PRF file and start taking some of the things that have been suggested and really examining yourself and examining your life and seeing that I'm not, you know, if a person is sad, I can just run to an emergency room. Well, the time may come that you need to go into the hospital, and now they're not going to admit you, and then, you know, we're not a doctor, so when they say, well, just take this and go home, you're going to be all right, go to your family doctor, which you do not have, you know, then there is definitely your health. And then, you know, when you explain this to your family, then it's going to be a burden on them for them to pull away from their resources, and it's going to just be a domino, really negative effect. So, you know, I'm just so thankful for this ministry, and I'm so thankful that you went on ahead and followed the vision that God gave you for this type of ministry, because it's been a help to many, many people. I know that, including myself. So I'm just so thankful, you know, for the ones that have come on and supported us all this time, because I know that you've learned something. I know you have. And I know that has stirred up your mind to to examine, you know, your finances, your resources, your possessions. And, you know, you can go back on the website and you can go back and listen to some of the shows, you know, that really, really, you know, touch your heart, that you need to know more about. So to me, this is a blessing. This is a blessing to anyone who wants to be a part of this Possession, Resources, and Finance family. Thank you.
Amen, amen. We had one of our faithful listeners that said, you're cutting tonight. And it may sound like that. And I'm cool with that because sometimes the Word of God has to cut. The Word of God is not just for making people feel good. And there's a very good scripture that you can look up that will tell you and go to Timothy, and it's there. So listen, we're winding down tonight's show. We're talking about your health is your wealth. We really want people to follow what God is saying in this season, to do the things that are necessary to make the connection between your wealth and your health. Mama, I'm just excited again about next week's show.
Yeah.
Next month's show, when it starts next week. Let me just give you a little bit of the lineup, and then I think we'll go ahead and close out for this evening. So we have 6 guests that's going to be with us next month. Next week we're going to have Dr. Harold Arnold, which is the author of The Unfair Advantage. Following Thursday we'll have Elder Tyrone Holcomb of Tyrone Holcomb Ministries. He also is the author of several books. One in particular that we'll be talking about on that night is called Marriage Matters. And so as we enter into February 2017, which most people know as Black History Month, We have our Black Money Matters series. The first 2 weeks are going to be reserved for dealing with family, but more especially dealing with marriages. I told a pastor this morning that the enemy is not going to let up coming after marriages. Anything that God has ordained, you can just expect the enemy not to ever give up. It may not be that rough all the time, but that joker is designed to take pot shots at anything that God has put together. And so we need to deal with it. We need to deal with the faith and the finances and in this family perspective as we deal with Black Money Matters. I mean, listen, everybody who's been with us knows that when we have our series, when we talk about what we talk about, when we have our dialogue, when we have our learning sessions, it's not just about the dollar bill. And the sooner that so many of the people who are listening or who are not listening get it, that everything is not just about the dollar, it's about your possessions, your resources, and your finances, oh my goodness, how much more powerful as a people we can be, how much more powerful as believers can we be, how much more impactful as a church in our various communities can we be. And then we have on the 16th of February, so that's the 2nd and the 9th, on the 16th of February, we have somebody who has been on our show before. He was also a guest last year, and he dealt with social entrepreneurship last year. But we are also going to have on the 16th, we're going to have Earl Martin Phelan, CEO of the George and Veronica Phelan Leadership Academies. I just received a text from him about 10 minutes ago. He's going to be on with us, and we're also going to have Pastor Mike Couch of New Beginning Church of Philadelphia in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I have to say Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, because there's more than one city in the world, country called Philadelphia. But yeah, we're talking about my home, Mama, Philadelphia,
yes,
Pastor Mike Couch.
Yes.
Very, very good brother, very powerful and impactful pastor in the Philadelphia area. His views and how he engages ministry with economic empowerment and social justice is just out of this world. And then we're going to have on the 23rd of February, our last show, we're going to wrap it up with an educator, Reverend Dr. Dante Truss. He's vice president at Albany State University in Georgia, and he's involved in health, but he also has a book that he's co-authored with 9 other significant men in this space. So he'll be with us, and we'll deal with some comments and some conversation and dialogue around higher education. But also, I kind of believe in that, knowing Dr. Truss as I know Dr. Truss, you're not going to get away from talking about health. And so I strategically placed him on the last show of the month because, see, we've been talking about health all this month. But here's what we got to do. This is what we had to be real with ministry. See, we can't just talk to y'all one time and then just think y'all got it. So we have to have a constant bringing this before you, that your health is important. I mean, this brother has done CrossFit. Matter of fact, he had me messed up one time messing around with him doing that CrossFit stuff. Man, I like to die. Y'all about to say, during that thing a couple years ago, he picked me up one day and said, hey, man, let's go to the gym. Lord have mercy. I thought the world was about to find out how much is Dr. Dunlap really living what he's talking about with this wills and inheritance stuff, because I felt like this was going to be it. But yes, we're so pleased to have Dr. Truss. And then we're also going to have another person from Philadelphia, an author by the name of Nikki Thompson. And she has written a book that we now have incorporated into our Will You or Will You Not course here at PRF. And I'm going to leave it there. But she's written a couple of books, but she's going to be definitely here talking and sharing with us about her recent book. And so with that, every Thursday, 8 p.m.
Wow.
Eastern Standard Time, that is our lineup for our Black Money Matters series in February 2017. So I pray that everybody has had an enjoyable time. I'm thankful for those who had a good time, those who were sliced, those who were convicted, those who were chastised by whatever God needed to do or how he needed to do it to get you to the place where he's trying to take you. So with that, Mama, we're going to say God bless you to all who have been listening. Again, thank you so much for being with us during this month's series. We look forward to you being with us next month, next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please go check us out on our website, prfministry.org. Take a look at the courses that we have offered. Also, go to our calendar. You'll see everything that we have scheduled for the rest of the year as of right now. So our calendar is full. We're praising God, and we thank God for all that he's allowed us to be able to have scheduled at this point in time. And so there's some more to come, but we need your help. We need your support. We need your assistance. And most of all, we need you to attend. Because if you're not there, then we have nobody to talk to. So with that, God bless you. We love you. We'll see you next week here at the PR Table. This is Dr. Nate Dunlap, also here with Mama, a.k.a. Mary Ann Williams. On behalf of all of us here at the PR Table, Shatara Sherwood in her absence, Adia Sanders in her absence, and Brother Warren Feaster, Reverend Warren Feaster in his absence. God bless y'all. We love you. Be cool.
Thank you.